This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today on Your Health, teaching self-control to kids and getting them to eat something other than macaroni and cheese. Turns out both things are possible. Reporter Sarah Varney at member station KQED recently caught herself pleading with her toddler to eat just one pea. It was at this low point that she decided to find out if there is a better way to deal with picky eaters.
Bedtime reading seems an excellent opportunity for toddler mind control. I've recently slipped one book into heavy rotation, and in it, I've placed my highest parental aspirations.
How does a dinosaur eat all his food? Does he spit out his broccoli, partially chewed?
Nope.
It's called How Do Dinosaurs Eat Their Food? And for frustrated parents, it's a full-on food fantasy.
He tries every new thing, at least one small bite.
And, of course, it's nothing like dinner with my son, Fountain.
I only want mac and cheese, not peas.
Do you want to grow up to be a big boy, or do you want to be a little tiny boy your whole life?
When you find yourself taunting your three-year-old, stoking fears of dwarfism, it's perhaps time to call for help.
Hello, this is Ellen.
If you're in preschool purgatory with pint-sized persnicketers, you want Ellen Satter on speed dial. Author of two popular books on parent-child feeding relationships, patron saint of child development researchers, I read her some of the strategies I collected from parents of picky toddlers, using toothpicks to create green bean spaceships, awarding stickers, and playing a guessing game of which chicken finger they'll eat next.
Those parents are working way too hard. And the rule of thumb is the harder you work to try to get food into your child, the less likely your child will eat.
Ellen's idea is this. Our job as parents is to put healthy food on the table. And the kids decide whether to eat and how much, without promises of popsicles or threats to call Santa Claus, which I'm still doing even though it's February. Eventually, she says, perhaps the 10th or 20th or 30th time they try a new food, toddlers will start to like it.
Even if he only eats bread, even if he eats 5 slices of bread and drinks milk, whatever he wants to eat, he can eat.
This sounded like heresy. I grew up under strict orders to clean my plate or else. Surely my son Fountain would starve if left to his own devices.
Young children are very good at regulating their intake so that they're getting the proper amount of calories and fat and carbohydrate and protein for growth, as long as they're offered a healthy range of items.
Andrea Garber is the chief childhood nutritionist at the University of California, San Francisco. She says the scientific research backs up the softer approach. In labs set up to look like preschools, kids who were offered a high-calorie first course chose, on their own, a lower-calorie second course. And those offered a low-calorie first course, they opted for a second course with higher calories. In other words, they self-regulated. But Garber says this built-in appetite control can go haywire when parents interfere. In another experiment, kids were given a meal followed by a snack free-for-all.
What they found is that kids who had mothers who were more restrictive, when the mother wasn't present or wasn't putting restrictions on and the kid was exposed to snack foods like cookies, for example, that child ate significantly more cookies when the control was not applied.
Even still, the idea of sitting idly by and trusting a child to eat right can be terrifying.
Yoda said there's doing or not doing, there is no trying.
Back on my call with Ellen Satter, I make the mistake of telling her I'll give her method a try.
If you're good about regular meals, regular snacks, variety of food, and no pressure, I would suggest to you after 3 or 4 months, you're going to see evidence of his sneaking up on unfamiliar food and learning to like it.
I fear it might take a little longer.
I don't like broccoli.
What about cauliflower?
I don't like flour.
For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.